Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 14, 1804, day 154 of the expedition. Camped a few miles above yesterday's camp. The detachment camped a few miles north of the present-day North Dakota state line. They are not making much distance these days. The captains are visiting the Indians they encounter along the way and have at times some of the chiefs on board with them. Lewis and Clark know they are getting near the Mandan villages and are planning possible locations for their winter camp. They've noticed the leaves of the ash and the elm tree are falling, but not the cottonwoods. They will soon follow. Captain Clark writes a short entry.
After dinner, executed the sentence of the court-martial, so far as giving the corporal punishment, and proceed on a few miles. The punishment this day alarmed the Indian chief very much. He cried aloud. I explained the cause of the punishment and the necessity. He thought the examples were also necessary, and he himself had made them by death, but his nation had never whipped even their children from their birth. Captain William Clark, October 14, 1804.
Private Newman proved himself to be a great help to the expedition after his punishment, and at one point even asked Captain Lewis to allow him to remain with the detachment. Lewis pondered this matter, but felt it would be wrong to contradict the court-martial sentence. Newman was sent back to St. Louis in the spring, as was Reed, the deserter. Newman was very helpful on the return journey and possibly saved the boat from a disaster. When Newman got back to St. Louis, he became a trader and spent much time on the upper Missouri. He was killed by the Yankton Sioux in 1838. Tomorrow, York pleases the Indian.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Additional historical information often taken from the Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.